happy Friday, KMA Land. It's Friday and it's April, my favorite month of the year. This week, Spencer and I are chatting up the topic of fulfillment. Now, I shared some tools to help you in the art of true fulfillment here on Wednesday with the promise of a few more today. So let's dive in. To recap, in my Wednesday installment, I talked about how we very often as humans focus on what we don't want rather than what we do want. So focus is a key to fulfillment. I also listed another Tony Robbins mantra of trade your expectations for appreciation if you want fulfillment in your life. Cultivating positive focus and emotions is a major aspect of fulfillment. Now, Tony has a few other tools to help you master the art of fulfillment, including be mindful of who you surround yourself with. Do they expand you or contract you? Another tool to feel more fulfillment in your life is to live in the present moment. We all spend a huge amount of our energy in worry and fear, and those both indicate you're either lost in the past or in the future. Accepting what you cannot change, it's a key to fulfillment. Staying in your own lane, working on your own growth, rather than focusing on what others are doing that you deem to be wrong, well, that'll help you feel more fulfilled on your journey. Now, these last two items I have for you today are what are called the two needs of the human spirit, growth and contribution. If you want to feel fulfilled in your life all along the way towards what it is you want to achieve, you must be sure you're building in growth for yourself. If you aren't growing, you're dying. And contribution is an important element towards feeling fulfillment. Have you ever noticed that if you're kind of stuck and maybe feeling a little sorry for yourself or feeling unfulfilled, you do something that contributes in some way and you feel better? Now, I encourage you to broaden your definition of contribution. It isn't necessarily some grand gesture, and it certainly isn't always about a financial thing. Have you ever just been having a crummy day and someone you didn't even know smiled at you and you felt 1,000% better all of a sudden? Well, that stranger contributed to you in that moment and you weren't the only beneficiary. The person doing the smiling was in the art of fulfillment. When we lift others up, we are lifted up ourselves as well. We tend to make the idea of contribution this big grand gesture, and those are fine too, don't get me wrong. Yet the art of fulfillment doesn't require that. So aiming your focus on what you want, appreciation, who you spend time with, radical acceptance, growth, and contribution are some big time heavy hitters in mastering the art of fulfillment. These are things our brain does not do automatically. We have to aim it. We have to get intentional. It's not about the goal. It's not about the stuff. And it's not about the achievements. None of that means anything if we don't have fulfillment on the way to those things. In fact, those things are still failures if we don't master the art of fulfillment on the way there. Now, this was fun. Let's meet up here again next week for an all new topic. So we'll chat with you later.